Okay, so after those introductory words of Chizuk, Shkoyach, Reb Lari, we're now back to our subject. This is how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis through our Limud Torah, study the Dvar Hashem, the Rotzen Hashem. We saw yesterday a braisa that said that the Rabbonon agree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha in four cases. There are four cases in which the Shitta, the Tanakama would agree. But even though the Edim are actually testifying about different events, but they can still combine. And we have discussed three of them, and what remains is now to discuss the fourth and final one. One was Edus concerning a Bechor, a Mum, on different parts of the animal. The second case was Edus Chazoka, 3 years that somebody was in a field uncontested, even though the 3 years that the two Edim were testifying about were not the same as each other. The third case was Edus Karka, which was really our subject. And then we had this case, which we have not yet discussed, Edus about Ben and Bas. So Rashi gave us a clue. It's something to do with Shtei Sairis. As we know, a boy or a girl is only considered to be a Godel min haTorah when they reach a certain age, either 13 or 12, but they also have to produce Shtei Sairis. In order to ascertain that, obviously we have to have Edim. So have a look at the Gemara. The first word on the line is Sovar. In the middle of that line, it says, "My, what does it mean, quote unquote, V'chein Sheba Ben V'Sheba Bas? What does it mean? A daughter and a son, what's that case?" So we're looking for a case where two Edim are testifying, albeit concerning different details, but the same subject, the same conclusion. So clearly the Edim are testifying that the Ben is a Godel, or the Bas is a Gedolah, but apparently they're not actually testifying about the same thing. Now, how many Sairos need to be produced by the Godel Uktano? As we know, Shtei Sairos. So here, Rabbeisai, we need to introduce a very, very, very important principle. We have a concept of Chatzidovor. What does that mean, Chatzidovor? Do you remember the cases that we mentioned yesterday? When we mentioned yesterday, for example, that one aid says the back leg of the animal is broken, the other aid says the front leg of the aid is broken. Now it's true. I need two aidim. One aid doesn't suffice. But each aid is testifying about the entire story. One is about the back leg, one is the front leg. Or in the other case, one aid says it's 3 years, numbers one, two, and three. The other one said it's four, five, and six. So each one is testifying about an entire matter. The problem is they're not testifying about the same matter. That's the chiddush. They can nonetheless combine. But if you would have a case of where they're testifying on a chatzidavar, what's a chatzidavar? Not only are they not testifying about the same thing, but each one on his own right is actually only testifying about half a story, then everybody would agree that cannot combine. What would be an example? What would be an example? So I'll give you an example. Imagine Or actually, you know what? The best example is the example that the Gemara is about to give. If one aid would testify about one of the two Sairos, and the other aid would testify about a different Sa'ar completely, that would not combine. Why? Not because they're testifying about different Sairos. That's not the issue. The issue is that each aid on his own right is only testifying about half a story. One sar doesn't suffice. If one aid would say, "I saw two sairis on the left-hand side. And another aide would say, I saw two Cyrus on the right-hand side. Yes, that would combine. Because each aide on his own right is testifying about an entire story. The fact that what he's testifying about is different to his fellow aide. Okay, that's Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's Chiddush. Have a look now at the Gemara. My, what does it mean? V'chein sheba ben v'sheba bas. Ilema. If you're going to suggest that what it means is, Echod Oimer, one of the Tzuedim says, Achas Begabo. One say that they saw the hair on one particular direction. Ve'echod Oimer, and then the other aid says, I saw another hair, a single hair, Bekreso, more closely in the direction of the stomach. That would not combine. Why? Hai chatzi dovar v'chatzi edusu. That's not merely an issue of two edim talking about different things. That's not the problem. The problem is what they're talking about is only a chatzi dovar. One hair has zero significance lahalacha. So one and one is not two. Says the Gemara, what we're going to have to say is, what is the case? First word on the line, Elo, Echod Oimer Shtayim Begabo. Rather, if one of the two Edim said, I saw the entire two hairs, Begabo, more towards the back direction, and the other one says, V'achas Oimer, and the other Eid says, no, Shtayim Bekreso. I also saw two hairs, but there was different two hairs. Yes, that would combine. That's comparable to the case of Bechor and Chazaka and Karaka, where each aid in his own right is testifying about an entire halacha, not a half halacha. So then they could combine. Have a look at Rashi. Begabah, or the next Rashi, Chatzi Dovor v'chatzi Eidus. Eid echod, hu chatzi edus sear achas hi chatzi dovor. That's a half matter. So I don't have a single aid who's testifying about the whole halacha. So rather we have to say, elo echod oimer shtayim begabo. The tarvayu, then both of them are saying the same thing. Masahadi, what are they testifying? The gedoylohi, that in fact she's a gedoylohi. But where you have each aid saying, I can testify about one hair, well, what in fact are you testifying then? That she's a gedoyla? No, one hair is nothing. But if one aid says, I saw two hairs on the left-hand side, and the other aid says, I saw two hairs on the right-hand side, so each one was in fact testifying that what? That she is a gedoyla. So the fact that the way they got to their conclusion was concerning different hairs, that's not a problem, but at least each one was testifying about the whole story. Says the Gemara, now we try to wrap up. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, Ano Amino Mishmei de Ula. I say, in the name of Ula, Halacha Kirbishua Ben Korcho, Bein Bekarkois, Bein Bemetaltalit. Remember, we had various opinions about this before. So I'm saying in the name of Ula that we follow Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's opinion, whether we're discussing Karkois or Metaltalim. That's one opinion. The Rabbonon, however, the Osum Mechuzo, the Rabbonon who came from Mechuzo, Omri, they say that Omar Rav Zeira Mishmei de Rav, they said in the name of Rav Zeira, in the name of Rav, Bekarkois in Avoloi b'metaltalin. So once again, that differentiation. Do we pasken like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha both in Karkois and metaltalin, or only in Karkois and not in metaltalin? This is the opinion of Rav. Rav makes that distinction. And remember the reason being, and we discussed this already, because Karka, you're discussing the same Karka. Metaltalin is a different coin. Have a look at Rashi. towards the end of the narrow lines there. Bekarkois. Says Rashi Bekarkois. Avoloi b'metaltanin. Halocha k'moisoi. Deloi bo'inon dechozu tarvayu k'chad. I do not require that they both saw it as one. When is that? Bekarkois. Mishum, because dechi mesahadi bebei dino, because at the end of the day, when they testify in the Bezdin, tarvayu yodi, they both know da'achado milsa mesahadi. They are both testifying about the same land, the same piece of karka, even though they're coming from different directions, it was separate admissions, whatever it be, but we're discussing the same karka. The Korino Bay, therefore we can label that case, quote unquote, Vahu Aid. Remember we said Aid in the singular, even though it's two, but there is as if they are one. Va'afal Gav, and even though it's true that these two Aidim were essentially separate, they weren't aware of each other. Va'afal Gav de Beshata de Chozi, even though at the time they saw this event, Lo Yoda Chad Bechavrei, one did not know about the other, it does not matter. That's all true with regard to Karkois. Avoloi b'metaltalin. Not, however, in the case of metaltalin, dechi mesahadi kamon, because when they testify in front of us, lav achad monem mesahadi. They're not even talking about the same coin, the same monem. Remember, one of them says, he lent in front of me. The other one says, he lent in front of me. So we're definitely talking about two separate halvois, not even talking about the same transaction or the same mona at all. So that would not combine. That is the opinion of Rav. So Rav clearly maintains la halacha that it's got to be that the two Edim are testifying at least about the same karaka, albeit as two separate Edim. One Ed plus another Ed, and that combines. So now the Gemara introduces us to a very important list of rules by Rav. Says the Gemara. Rav, back into the Gemara, Rav letamei. Rav is following his reasoning. What does that mean, he's following his reasoning? We're going to see that Rav gives us a list of cases, and we're going to see that the common denominator, the principle behind all of these cases is that it's got to be that they, in fact, are testifying about the same thing. Again, even though they are not the classic cut edus, they were not standing next to each other, aware of each other's existence, etc., etc., it doesn't matter, but they've got to be testifying about the same coin or the same thing. And that was taught to us by Rav. Now, where was that taught to us by Rav? Says the Gemara. The Omar Rav. Now look at the Gemara slowly. It looks complicated. It's actually very simple. Hoido'o achar hoido'o. An admission following an admission. For the moment, I'm just translating. We'll explain in a moment. And hoido'o achar halvo'o. And an admission following alone, mitstarfi, that can combine. However, halvo achar halvo, or halvo achar hoido, alone after alone, or alone after an admission, loy mitstarfi, will not be mitstarf. What does that mean? So have a look at Rashi, right at the end of the narrow lines. L'ta'amei. This is Rav following his reasoning. This is Rav's opinion. That Rav says, Do'omar Rav hoidoyo achar hoidoyo. An admission after an admission. What does that mean? Ze oimer. One of them says, Befonai hoideloi. It was in front of me that he admitted almona. Be'echod b'Shabbos. So I hereby testify that on Sunday morning, Reuven admitted to Shimon that he owes him a mona. That's the story that I'm testifying. Okay. V'zeh oimer, on the wide lines. And the other aide, meanwhile, says, Befonai hoideloi, in front of me, he admitted, Olov b'sheini b'shabbos. So again, Levi is saying that on Sunday morning, I witnessed Reuven admitting openly to Shimon that I owe you a mona. Yehuda says, I saw that same event, not on Sunday morning, on Monday morning, I saw Reuven admitting that he owes a mona to Shimon. Now, that case, it's true. The two Edim are not talking about the same event. One's talking about an event that happened on Sunday, one's talking about an event that happened on Monday. That's called hoido'o achar hoido'o, an admission after an admission. What happened on Sunday, what happened on Monday. But what's the maila of that case?
Same loan.
It's the same loan. Just because we testify about different admissions, there's no reason to say that they're referring to a different mona. It may well be, as far as we're concerned, that Reuven really did admit twice to Shimon that he owes him the money. Not that he owes him two sets of money, he owes him one mona. So again, we must not forget. Yes, this is a tremendous chiddush that the two Edim are mitzarif, but it's much more understandable now because they're referring to two events which might be referring to the same loan. That's case number one. Keep on reading in Rashi. So to hoido achar halvo. What's hoido achar halvo? So I think we could really work this out ourselves. Levi says that I testified about a loan. I didn't see an admission. I actually saw the loan. I saw Reuven borrowing a moneh from Shimon on Sunday. Okay. Now the next aide comes into Beis Din Yehuda and he says, well, I didn't see the loan, to be perfectly honest. I wasn't even there on Sunday. I was in America. But on Monday morning, I saw Reuven admit to Shimon that he owes the money. So one is referring to a halvah, one is referring to a hoidah, but in that case as well, they could well be referring to the same loan. You saw the loan, I saw the admission of the loan. Says Rashi on that first wide line, hoidoyo acha halvah, ze omar, one of them says, befonai hilveyu mone be'echod b'shabbos. One says it was in front of me that he lent him that mone on Sunday morning. The other aide says it was before I. Yes, I didn't see the loan, but I did see an admission. Says Rashi Mitztarfi. That combines why? The Ikka Lameima. Because we can easily say. It could well be they're all discussing the same mona. How do they know about it? That's true. They know about it from different events, from an admission, from a loan, whatever it may be. But what are they referring to? What are they talking about? They're talking about the same honor. So that's good for an admission after an admission or an admission after a loan. What about the other way around now, Rabbi Isai? Now, again, before we see Rashi, let's work this out ourselves. What would be if first there was an admission and then a loan? So if the first aide says, I saw Reuven admit to Shimon that he owes him a mona on Sunday. Beautiful. Then comes in the second aide and says, the next day, Monday, I saw a loan. I'm sorry, well, you can't be testifying about the same event. Because if the loan only took place on Monday, then what was he admitting to on Sunday? Ah, you're referring to a different mona. So too, a halvo achar a halvo. If Reuven says, I saw a loan on Sunday, Shimon says, I saw a loan on Monday, well, you're referring to two different events. Look at Rashi. Halvo achar hoido. That is mone achrinahu. That's a different mone. V'lo imitztarfi. That cannot combine. Afal gav, it's true. even though there is common ground, Tarvayu Omri, they are both saying, Shechayev lo imone. Yes, we all are testifying that Reuven owes Shimon imone, but you're referring to two different stories. Because you said there was an admission on Sunday, and then you said you saw a loan on Monday. Well, clearly that's not what the admission was referring to. One more Rashi says, Rashi, no, that's it. So have a look again, back into the Gemara briefly. Again, Rav Latame. This is all Rav's reasoning. Rav says it's got to be that the two Edim could potentially be referring to the same story. The Omar, Rav, because Rav says, Hoidoyo achar hoidoyo, or hoidoyo achar halva, that's mitzdarfi, because they could well be referring to the same event. But halva, achar halva, if each one says they saw an independent loan, or halva, achar hoidoya, then loy mitzdarfi, then there would not be mitzdarf, because then you clearly are referring to different events. If you saw one loan and I saw a different loan, well, obviously you're not referring to the same one.
Rebbe, if the premise is that mitzdarfi and it has to be the same loan, then what's the chiddush here? What's is this pshuta?
That what?
Well, if a guy says he admitted on Monday that he owes money and on Tuesday I saw a loan, of course it's not the same loan. And if the premise is
100%. Yeah, Rav was just saying that to distinguish from that to Hoido Acha Hoido. 100%. Lechoira, the second case, Lechoira, would not be a Chiddush, but to be perfectly honest, maybe it is a Chiddush. Because there were opinions that said before that even by Metaltalin, even if they're referring to different events, different mona, it would be mitzdarif. And that's okay. Rav is coming like a fukid. That's when in Rav Lata'ame. Rav says that no, in that nakuda, I disagree.
Okay, so the machlokes is. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's not. We can't say it's absolutely dead poshut because there are certainly those who debate this.
The machlokes is. I apologize.
Yeah, no, because there definitely are opinions that hold that even in the case of Metaltalin, where they're referring to a different loan completely, it would still be Mitztaref because you both agree, both Adam agree, that Reuven owes Shimon Amona. Rav is coming to oppose that position.
Right. So the whole machlokas is whether it has to be one loan or different loans. That's right.
Okay. Right. So it has to be a contra Rav. Those who disagree. But Rav,
yeah, but if you hold one loan, then Rav's examples are a posh. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so that's what Rav has come to teach us, right? 100%. So that's what Rav.
As a matter of fact, here's what I'm thinking. He's just explaining to us, here's what I hold. Because obviously I hold one loan. Why? So therefore, since I hold one loan, right, if it's a loan after this, it's because I hold one loan. So he's just explaining to what he means by that.
Right. There's one principle, and he's just literally walking you through the examples to work out, is that one loan or two loans? But the principle is one. That's why I said before, it looks complicated. It's actually very simple. Could it be they're talking about one loan? Then mitzdarif. If they cannot be, then they're not mitzdarif. That's Rav's opinion. We'll see. There is a follow-up, but as a Hashem, we'll see this tomorrow morning in the session.
But can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So why by hairs is it different? Because they're talking about two different events. One hair's on the back, one hair's on the front. Two hairs on the back, two hairs on the front. You know, it's still the
number. Rav would disagree with that, 100%. Rav would disagree with that. Yes, that's what we're saying. This is Rav's Chiddush. Quite right. Okay, be well, everybody. Have a great day.